Hi, everybody. Well, here we are, another BBS radio show, Creation Lightship Healing. And being Saturday, this is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And we'll be going to the Lightship about a quarter till. So let's clear the date for everybody. And today is the 18th of February, and we're in the year of 2017. And remember, things happen typically, you know, the darkness wants things to happen on the 20th and 21st, so, you know, that's a little ways away, but just know that. You might even want to Google that and see what events have happened in the past in this particular month on the 20th, 21st. But anyway, let's clear the date today if you're on that date timeline. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And next, let's bring up the light beam. So bring the light beam up on your monitor screen, and it will have peace energy coming to you. So here we go. Peace energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. And next, we're going to help you out with a situation, an incident that you're having in your life. Remember, you're on a timeline on that. So think of one thing here. We'll get you off of one timeline. Still could be on, you know, 500 of them, but this one is what you're looking at, so we'll help you out with that. So here we go. Releasing the timeline for your special incident here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll see if our co-host is out there. Are you all out of the makeup room and ready to go? Got your good voice on, Ann?
Yes, I do. Hi, Ron, and good evening, everyone. Welcome. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show, and that is Ron Amatron, our light being, who will be giving us wonderful information and doing some sample healings, as well as taking us to the lightship, as he mentioned. Today is Saturday, so we get to go to the lightship live, which means we'll be bilocated. You'll want to think about a healing that you'd like to request, a physical healing. I recommend that you write it down or just be prepared to say it aloud when we do go to the lightship. Also, the other thing is we visit different rooms there, so you're welcome to send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com or click on the fast chat and make any room requests, as well as ask questions or send us testimonials about healings you've done or questions about healings. And I have the email. We'll get both of those actually during the show, though we have quite a few emails in the box, so we may not get to everything even tonight. Ron, I just wanted to mention to you at the start of the show, you mentioned, as you have in the past, that the dates of the 20th and 21st can be kind of times when the aliens put some timelines in place. And this Monday is a federal U.S. holiday. It's President's Day. And I was wondering if there's something that might come to you based on that perhaps we specifically should clear, or any more you want to say about that?
Well, that's I could open a can of worms. No, I won't share anything with that. So anyway, you never know, you know, who's under that skin.
Right.
So, thank you.
Okay. I will go to some emails. We do have announcements of things that are upcoming, but I'll save those for later in the show. Someone wrote in a testimonial. Thank you, Ron, for offering the online personal water charging. Last week, as you were away, there were a few days without your live water charging. It was great to be able to activate as much as I wanted for the week for only $20. Thanks again.
Great. And that EMF water, I can do that right now for people. So get a glass of water, everybody. And what we'll do is EMF water. So this little bonus here. So get your glass of water. And EMF is electromagnetic frequency, but we'll just call it radiation here. if you have any problems going on with your body, as it's been used somehow to, you know, these things are affecting you. And so we just have so much now going on with the, you know, the cell towers. The old days, all you had was maybe TV and radio signals going through you. And now we have a much more, you know, sophisticated system. So here we go. If you have your water in front of you, we'll charge it. If not, then when you get it, just hold it, and it'll be charged automatically. You may want to take a sip of it first, that way you can see what it tastes like. This I did at the expo in Los Angeles. So here we go. Let's start the water charging. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. There's your EMF water. So have a taste of that. And it'll last tonight for you. So, till you go to sleep. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Here is a question, very interesting, about a wonderful clearing you offer on your website called the God Connection Clearing. So this listener writes, will the God Connection Clearing work for disconnecting from New Age spiritual teachers we have been affiliated with in the past? I am from India. I have used this clearing for disconnecting from Indian gods and sages like Shiva, Kali, etc. And can we run this clearing for disconnecting from dark side archangels and ascended masters? Thank you.
Yeah, it would work for that, yes, uh-huh. I don't know if it would work for somebody physically now, maybe doing some mumbo-jumbo or something, or having people follow them. That'd be more like the dark side practitioner. But, yeah, I don't see why it would not work for that, because they are being connected, you know, through the name of something going into the alien energies, and those could also be considered as God energies. So I guess you could use the word God energy to something that you're praying to outside of yourself, okay? Making it a little more, more, what word do I want to use? More, geez, so hard being in the moment here. Anyway, it kind of widens the spectrum there of what it could be used for. Once you pray to something outside of yourself, it doesn't matter what it is, you're expecting something in return coming to you for what you're asking for on a prayer. That's why I say P-R-A-Y. And when I did that at the expo, I said, well, I spell pray as P-R-E-Y. And people kind of look at me, then they smile. I guess they never caught on that way. So anyway... yeah, anything outside of yourself could be considered one of those God energies. And to the aliens, it would be, because you are asking for some type of favor or something from them. So, yes, I would say anything like that, it would work fine. And that's great. So back to you.
Right, and you said before, Ron, too, that not only may we have in the past prayed, but people might still be praying for us. And if you're in a country, because I know this, I know someone from Japan, and they have a lot of different, I guess, gods and temples and that kind of thing, and people are always praying for other people, you know, and wishing them things and giving them little token things. So, you know, even if you've never prayed in your life, it still might be beneficial, depending on your situation, to do the God disconnection.
Yep, that's good. Somebody asked me, I think on my Friday lecture, it came about where they were asking something about, and I thought about clearing yourself out, and they go, well, that's what the Buddhists do, you know, they do these, you know, whatever they do, their chance to clean themselves out. Well, I didn't really, being in the moment, I didn't really catch on to what I should have told the person. they're doing it, you know, whenever they do the rituals. And if they had, you know, the online clearings, if they went to the online clearings, they wouldn't need to waste all that time doing their meditation and their chanting and stuff to maybe get centered to release their judgments. I mean, if they knew about that, they'd probably go, wow, that'd be nice. In a half an hour, I can be done for my whole life instead of doing it every day, or, you know, maybe they do it three times a day. I don't know, you know. So anyway, I wasn't on the ball quick enough, but being in the moment, it's kind of hard to sometimes get all that information out. But I think you understand. And if you know a Buddhist who, you know, wears those orange or whatever, reddish shirts or something, you know, the garb, you might just tell them to, in their Love Beach, you know, you might tell them to, yeah, let's go to this site and get rid of this stuff. Why are you wasting your life away doing this? So anyway, back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Okay. Just wanted to get a testimonial. Here we go. Hello, Ron. Thank you for the sample healings you did for us on the show last night. I felt particular release and relief when you cleared anger. I'm going to purchase that for myself whole life. I understand what you meant. Excuse me, when you explained programs could be running in the background of my life.
Very good.
Yes, and I just wanted to say that if you missed either last night's BBS show or last Wednesday's, I didn't check actually if they've been posted yet, but if they haven't been, they will be shortly on the BBS archives. They're both really worth listening to. And Ron, you did quite a few sample healings last night, and I know everyone appreciates that, so thank you very much. Okay. So we have a couple of timeline questions tonight, and this is somewhat long, but I'm going to just hit the highlights here. So somebody, fortunately and unfortunately, owns property in another country, and it's now causing them headaches and financial woes. So they've done space clearings on this. They've done the ley lines. They've done a few healings, and in addition to feeling sad and hopeless and like they're being taken advantage of, like they did a good deed that turned bad, they're wanting to know what to do. Are timeline crashes with the additional subjects you have listed there, like forced behavior? Here's the question. So basically there, I feel, and I think you'll agree, yes, she needs to really timeline crash the heck out of it. But the question is, do they need to put names and the situations in the box?
Yeah. I'll go a little bit further. So yeah, the names are good. What happens is we all know about keywords, okay? So keywords, if you took out the vowels, and I don't know if the language of that country would have vowels or not, but we'll just say that it does. So to put the people's names in, and maybe the financial institution, the country name, do them one at a time naturally.
Okay. I heard a click there. Ron, are you there?
No.
Oh, okay. Am I still online?
Yes.
Okay, so thank you. I'll keep talking while we wait for Ron. So what I will do, Ron will be right back.
Hey. Yep, I'm back. So
okay.
Take the country where maybe you have your mortgage, maybe the city, the officials doing this here, you know, whatever, but go in there and get rid of the vowels out of the name names of those people. Do them one at a time naturally. And that would probably be on your natal chart, your natal barcode. So if you haven't done your natal barcode, then now's the time to get it. And put, you know, like the kind, we'll just say that, you know, for us in the States, or maybe you have land in Mexico. So what you do then is put in the word Mexico, because it's associated with you. And get rid of, on the NATO barcode, you're running that word to neutralize it. And then also get rid of the vowel some way on some clearing. Maybe that clearing would do that for you. I'm just talking off the top of my head here. But when you get rid of the vowels, that particular word name or whatever it is no longer active because the aliens can't connect to it. So basically it sounds like you're being tormented maybe by maybe a country's changing governments or something, or maybe that town changed you know, the way they normally have done business in the past, and they want to confiscate your land or something, you know. But get rid of the vowels, and you could put that on your NATO chart, because it will take those words also and neutralize them. So I don't know if I have a clearing. You know, we have the alien keyword intercept. That's a free one. You may want to do that too, but the NATO barcode would be, you know, more horsepower for you. But I would still do them both. So do you have any ideas on that, Ann?
No, but I will say that we, over the years, we've gotten a lot of positive feedback from amazing things happening with the timeline crashes. And, you know, it's so wonderful, Ron, that we now have the advanced timeline crashes, because, you know, you can just leave them on, you know, with your picture in front and just let them run and do thousands of them. And it's amazing what the stories we've heard, I mean, about things that seem insurmountable, that can't be changed, are. You know, somebody drops out of the situation or changes their mind, or, you know, paperwork gets lost, or, right?
Yep, that is definitely true. You never know what can happen. And, you know, maybe your worst nightmare might just disappear overnight.
Right.
So things happen.
Okay. And another question. So, a listener wrote in a suggestion for that person that they might try the harmonic frequency clearing for the land. What do you think of that suggestion, Ron?
Yeah, that's very good. We don't talk enough about that clearing. So, yeah, that's a very good clearing to put it back into balance.
Okay.
And you may even want to do something. Maybe there's an energy that's connecting to your location, which would be the grid lines. And you may want to clear that. So I'll go a little further with this. Let's just say that, we'll just say the square mile that your property is on, just making it simple here. Maybe another alien race bought it from somebody else. They sold you real estate. And maybe they don't like you because you're from an alien race, as they read your genetics, that they don't like either. So they're trying to push you off your land. So you might do that particular, you know, grid line clearing, to see if you can neutralize their energy of not liking you. So it's a whole different twist. That's definitely out of the box. But the people know when they go from town to town, or even store to store, if they're shopping, some areas you don't want to go into, and it's because it's owned by somebody else. Another alien race has it. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, here, this may also be about timelines, Ron. Dear Ron, is there a mass consciousness of chaos going on in this country especially? Seems like more and more people are being dragged into negative thinking with no logical reason, not using their own judgment or discernment, but listening to a lot of drama and dramatic people.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, the people protesting Trump. So if you're a Democrat, you know, it doesn't matter to me what you are, but they seem to be the ones that lost, and they're kind of upset about the situation, probably because they've had, you know, from viewing the situations of this more recent election, maybe they have stuff already put in place, running, with everybody ready to get a job and do this, that, and the other, maybe 5 years ago. So they already had all this plan for humanity, and it stopped. And so now they're upset. And so, yeah, there could be even nanotechnology there being transmitted to these people. And it may not be people, maybe clones. And so they're just doing, you know, what comes natural is to get hooked into a program of mass consciousness. And so they're following the script because they have no way to even get out of it because they're not really maybe humans. So they're robotic energies, entities being controlled by something else. So they're doing all these weird things. So, yeah, I'm sure there is a gigantic mass consciousness here. And what's happening in other countries, you know? What are they doing for something similar, you know, watching YouTube and seeing, you know, the different Sweden and different places having the people come in there. They're losing their country by doing so. So why are they allowing that? What program are they under? Okay? So anyway, that's the situation there of how people are being mass controlled and causing themselves harm in the long run. So they don't have any free choice. Back to you.
So the person described that as mass consciousness, and you're saying that as well. But is that the same thing as a timeline or timelines?
Well, the mass consciousness will be given a timeline to come onto. Remember, timelines are just thoughts, memories of a situation. So if you have a thought out there of the sky is falling, you know, by Chicken Little, or, you know, all of a sudden people catch on to that, and then they get controlled and they get on that timeline. Remember, like attracts like, so they all kind of, you know, move together, gravitate to each other, and at that point they're on that timeline, and then they're controlled on that timeline, being copied and pasted continuously. So that's pretty hard to get out of. So that's the whole thing of what happens is, you know, mass consciousness, which is the darkness, controlling things, and they just have to put something out to do that. So back to you.
Okay, and someone else wrote in, and this might be part of it. Do chemtrails cause people to be connected to timelines of hatred?
Well, it depends what they're doing on the chemtrail. So kind of reversing that, initially you had the gray skies, and that was put up so you couldn't see the UFOs or whatever's out there transmitting stuff to you. So they put up the gray skies as a camouflage. And so now you have the camouflage, and you also have, you know, the chemtrails. So I think the chemtrails are probably more of controlling people and maybe trying to kill them with the poisons. I don't know if there's also probably be the nanotechnology which can go off into you as an implant and have you think a certain way. So all of it's no good. So back to you.
Okay. Should we be doing some? I guess it depends on how caught up in something you might feel that you are. Is that it, Ron? If you feel that you're caught up in some kind of political or any kind of drama that's going on with a lot of other people, that then you would need to timeline crash that.
Yeah, that's correct. So it depends how much energy you have on it when you hear about something. You know? You know, how is it affecting you? So ideally, it shouldn't even affect you whatsoever. So at that point, you don't need to go on a timeline because you're just hearing words, and you know, like, it's like been there, done that in a sense. But if it affects you and you get your button pushed, then you're on that timeline. So then you'd want to do it. If you don't want to do a timeline crash for something that you heard about, you know, we could probably use the word fake news since that's out there now. That you heard about something, and now you believe that it's real, okay? And now you're doing timeline crashes on it, which will put you onto that timeline that they probably want you to be on anyway. So don't go in there, you know? Just know where you are, and you know, if you hear something and you go, oh, well, that's okay, you know, I'm not going to tie into that, and I don't have any relationship to it, I don't have any energetic pull, then that's fine. It doesn't matter what's going on in the world, okay? You're only connected to it because you're choosing to connect to it. So if you just hear it and it goes in one ear and out the other, doesn't attach to your body, goes right through you, then there's no reason to do anything. If you find that it sticks, then yeah, you better start doing some timeline crashes on it so you don't go down with everybody else who believes it. Back to you.
Right. Okay. And somebody wrote in, Ron, what would be good for sinuses or colds in the healing? You know, which healings would be good for sinuses and colds?
Well, I would think that it'd be infection. I do the whole lifetime infection clearing. Find out what else could be going on as a whole lifetime clearing that you might be dealing with. Of the mind and the body, that's your little healer. You know, that's a clearing you may want to do. There's probably some clearings and drop-down boxes and things and other clearings on the website that might help you, but it sounds more like maybe infection. And now that you have this infection, what's keeping it there? Are you in trauma? Do you have fear that you might have this situation for 2 months because you had it 2 months in the past with your sinuses, you know? So you may be thinking, oh, boy, I'm on this roller coaster ride for 2-3 months. Because last year and the year before, I had it for that amount of time. So now you're creating your self-fulfilling prophecy. And you're also being put on those timelines of, say, maybe 1 or 2 years ago when you had this. So you want to crash, timeline crash, that situation 1 or 2 years ago. Get those out of your life because they're running now on you. Remember, your past never leaves you unless you get rid of it. That's what the timeline crashes do. And then figure out what other whole lifetime clearing you have. Maybe you already have done or that you need to do. So that's how I would look at it. As, you know, you want to figure out in your past history, your memory, what and when you had the situation going on. And get rid of that thing first. Go back in the years and clean it out of you with timeline crashes and or, you know, do a whole lifetime clearing. If it's real bad, then you may want to get the special clearing, but you still want to, you know, for this lifetime, you may want to go back, you know, and see what else is going on. So there's different ways to do it. But remember, you got to catch the first time and get rid of that and then move forward to where you are now. Because right now you are on that timeline of dysfunction. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, great. So you mentioned also the mind of the body, the infection body, and I thought of possibly the pain body they might want, and also the entity clearing.
Oh, yeah, that's good. And they have that other one, called the shit happens clearing, but there's a different name for it. Probably should have named it that. It would have been easier to think of. The reoccurring problematic event,
right,
or something. Clearing. So anyway, if you've had this situation every year, you're on that, man. So that's the clearing you want to probably get done first. So back to you.
Right. Okay. Yes, and I'm so glad you mentioned the mind of the body, Ron, because I just think that's such a powerful healing. Because just as you've suggested, we talk to our spirit, I think it's so helpful to talk to the mind of your body. Just let it know what's going on and what bothers you. And it's really, I'm doing it all the time. So here's another timeline question, Ron. Someone has a, I don't know what you would call this, like a, you know, a mental psychosis issue that kind of runs in their family. And so they're saying, if I clear my timelines, will it affect others, especially in my immediate household?
It could help, yes. I wouldn't look for miracles. I'd figure at best probably 10% it might help. Because, see, what happens is once you get cleared of it, as that energy comes to you and it's cleared out, very possibly, it just depends how much energy you're holding for wellness. So if you're holding a lot of wellness energy, that might override that energy coming to you from your parents, we'll say, or one person. And it might dissolve it in them because you have all this energy of wholeness in you. Okay? So that's one way to look at it. It could help that way. I would say if it's a big situation and your grandparents were dysfunctional, then you probably want to get the first seven generational clearing. And maybe just living here is making people dysfunctional, you know, because you have all this alien stuff going on as the undercurrent, and it's not too logical at times. So back to you.
Okay. Let's see here. Oh, thank you. Someone just sent in. What a great idea. And I'm the one who usually is talking about this, and I forgot tonight. The Body Jumpstart Package. That is so wonderful, and it has both the mind of the body and the infection body clearing in it. So thank you very much, listener, for reminding us about that. That's a wonderful bargain. You know, because then you can get that healing, you get a bunch of different healings, and then later, if you want to keep them, you only have to pay $50 to make them whole life for yourself. Okay. Here's an interesting one about one of my favorite clearings, too. The Psychic Billboard. Hi, Ron. I'm experimenting with my billboard. I have my iPad at my desk during the day, and I've started to give about 60 minutes to past, present, and future. I also run the spirit infusion after one round. Today I repeated this. Is this too much? Thank you, Ron.
It doesn't feel like it to me.
Right. Well, it sounds like they're doing that at work, so I would say that's great if you can get that in. You know, if you have a laptop at home, you could be running it also at home, right, with your picture up.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. All right, so let's talk a little bit about February 25th, which is this coming Saturday. Ron is having a special live healing call, which if you've been on any of them, the special ones or the weekday and weekend ones, they are spectacular. This one starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time. All of Ron's shows and calls are Pacific Standard Time. You can pay on his website, creationlightship.com, through PayPal, and there's a link there. So I wanted to talk about that a little. First, I want to remind everyone to please get on Ron's email list, which, again, you do on his site, creationlightship.com, on the right-hand side. There has been an email sent out about this, but they will send out another one, so you'll have all the details. But there was some question last night about what it's about. And I'll just start by saying, as Ron recently reminded me, he's so in the moment that he doesn't always know exactly what's going to happen until he starts doing our healings. But here is the description. He's going to remove an invasive metallic tube that is attached to our spinal structure. He's going to release microscopic alien energetic life forms. These have been attached to humanity for eons of time. He's going to do a carbon monoxide detoxification, followed by an orange skin cleaning wrap. That sounds very luxurious, Ron. Then a pink skin wrap. All of these, I don't want to read the whole email because obviously people can get it and they can read. But energetic, that is going to get rid of energetic surface dwellers and their attachments. Then he's going to do a golden energy bath. And then he will be charging 7 bottles of water. And these are all listed on the email. They're the ones Ron typically will do on the calls. Gold water, silver water, copper water, skin misting water, pain release water, mouthwash water, peaceful sleep water, and calcium magnesium water. So again, if you haven't received this email, you are probably not on Ron's email list, and that's the only way to get the correct information about what's, you know, what and when things are happening. Okay, it's almost time for our trip to the lightship, so I just want to remind everybody to be ready to ask for your physical healing, and also you're welcome to send me some room requests of where you'd like to, which rooms you'd like to visit tonight. Okay, and we have, how about one more email, Ron, before we go?
Okay.
I am doing space clearings and satellite timeline crashing for a very noisy tenant in an apartment above me, and it's not helping. I'm running up several flights of stairs to the 26th, 27th, and 28th floor, and I can't seem to catch which apartment is making all this noise and disturbance. Wow, any suggestions?
Boy, that's a good one. I would do a clown to light, alien to light clearing. And I don't know how many rooms there are, okay? Well, let's just say that upstairs there's 10 different apartments. I would do one for each one of those locations and just see if it tends to help. That it could be aliens and they're having a good time, and being that they're very psychic, very, very psychic, maybe they know you're coming up the stairs and they just stop and they're laughing at you. So you might try that, and then also do location space clearing for those particular locations too. And, you know, on a more human note, you know, you might be able to get one of those little small digital recorders, possibly, and put one on each floor so you can get an idea which one is making the noise. That's an idea for you. So, let's go to the lightship, everybody. And this is done live for people listening on Saturday. If you're listening to an archive right now, then you will not be going to the lightship, but you will feel the peace energy. And naturally, like on all the calls that we have, you can invite and bring with you your animal, pets, flower, tree, yard, and plants, and they will have their own particular energetic healings. So here we go. And for you, it's a physical healing. I shouldn't have said energetic, because it is actually physical, because you are bilocated. But some people don't understand that. So they just think it's some kind of energetic healing. But it is physical, as you're being brought to the lightship and returned continuously out of time. And the reason why sometimes people ask for something and it doesn't offer offer them assistance or get fixed or sick, whatever word you want to use there, just because you have other contaminations in these energetic bodies that initially gave you your gift of your problem. And so you have to clear those in order to have your physical body get well. On the light ship, you are fixed. So here we go. Let's go to the light ship, everybody. So I'll count to five, and you're bringing up all your little goodies and friends, and maybe you got a favorite flower outside or something. Here we go. And you might even want to bring up, if you're in snow country, maybe you got fake snow. You can bring that up around your place. It'll become real. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So naturally, we always go into the hot tub room, oxygen room, floating magnets, and pain release. So those are pretty standard. And let's go into a room which has the very small turtles, little water turtles. You know, they're about an inch and a half in diameter. So we're going into that room first and request your healing. So here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And Ann, what do you have there for the next room? Let's go into the golden dolphin room, where the golden dolphins are. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we're going to the room with elephants. Here we go. So one,
I'm here.
2, 3, 4, and 5. Yep, I got you now, Ann.
Okay. Someone requested the pink salt caves for respiratory issues.
Okay, here we go. So going into that room. Salt cave, so 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, okay.
The crystal geode room.
Okay, so this is your choice of what color the geode wants to be. Let's go into the yellow one. So here we go, a yellow crystal geode. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke.
The swirling magnets for pain release.
Okay. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's go in the room with the frogs. So here comes the frogs. So stronger, 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 and stronger. That felt pretty good here. So let's bring in some frog energy if I can here. Here we go. Yep, see what the frogs are telling you. Okay. And we'll go into a room with the water spirits. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I want to go into the room with the baby elephant. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And I guess back to you, Ann.
Okay, we have a request for the butterfly room.
Okay, here comes the butterfly. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into, I guess, one more room here. And we'll go into the room with the large bumblebees. And they're a trip. Very cool. Watching the little wings move up and down, and you're sitting on them right now, going for your bumblebee ride. And what we'll do is we'll let you ride the bumblebees if you wish. So we'll do it for an hour and a half. So just take note of that. So approximately in 1.5 hours, plus 10 minutes, we'll say, you'll be coming back from the light ship. So you're going to have an hour and a half of riding your bumblebee around and have a lot of healing done. So just enjoy that. Our show will be ending naturally in a few here, maybe, 15 minutes or about. But you're going to be on the light ship for all that time riding a bumblebee. So back to you, Ann. We'll just continue on with the show because I'll leave the people on the light ship right now. So back to you.
Okay, great, Ron. That is just terrific. And I just want to say again, and especially in case you're new and maybe not clear on all of this, all of the rooms we visit and all of the beings Ron mentions, like frogs and butterflies, they're all healers. So now Ron has given us this gift of riding the big bumblebees, and they are also healers, so we can continue to talk to the bumblebees about our issue that we'd like cleared and enjoy that. So thank you very much, Ron.
You're welcome. So this will be great for everybody.
Okay. All righty. So we'll get back to some questions that are in the inbox. So last night, and often, you will clear our space of aliens, which everyone I know really enjoys and appreciates when you do that. So this is an interesting question, though. You have said that some aliens might actually have entities attached to them. So when you do that alien release, like on the Friday calls, can we request that the entities also be removed?
That would be for you to request, possibly, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Great. And sorry about that. My computer just went off on me. Okay. I know people really like going back, Ron, and listening to the archives. So someone has been listening to archives back in 2007. And I know exactly what they're referring to. They have a question. You said at the time, if you do your emotional whole life clearing, and then go to a healer, the healing, you'd receive more from the healing. And this person is pointing out, but since then you've said, well, most healing is a dark side practitioner. So you probably wouldn't even want to go to any healers. And this person acknowledges creation lightship is much more harmonic with my spirit as it was originally created on the creation lightship. So I don't know if you want to comment on that, Ron. I think it's just that as the years progressed, you've seen how truly dark it is here.
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, at first it sort of looked that way because if you had a somebody doing something, they could augment what you had from the light ship, but knowing more now than what we saw back then and the situations going on, no, they'll probably just steal your energy, so I would not recommend going to somebody. Plus, I had to get out of the gate, and if I would have stated too much back then about what we know now, which I really didn't know, but if I did, then it would have been really hard to get out of the gate. Remember, the darkness doesn't want light to come into its territory. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Someone asked, how do I get the code of seeing the same numbers every day off of me? And we've discussed this a lot in the past, but not for quite a while.
Well, one way to look at that is very possibly maybe you could be getting cloned out and those codes are validating, it's a validation to the aliens that they have you hooked up to that number, which may not be the real you. It may be a replica of you being hooked up. So you may want to do some maybe timeline crashing on that. Maybe it'd be here now, clearing mind to heart drop, to let you know that, being hooked up to this number sequence, which contains multiple programs attached to me, which would be off-planet. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Another question about the conference call that I just talked about on the 25th. Can we be absentee on that call?
Yes, you can be.
Okay, great. Terrific. Oops, sorry. Someone wrote in, okay, here we go. Hi, Ron. I get anxiety about my work. I worry that I'm not good enough and that I might get laid off, and also not promoted.
Okay.
Just for that person.
That sounds like an anxiety situation there, probably. So it goes back to the basic whole lifetime clearings. You know, you're dealing with fear of being laid off. Maybe there's something with, you know, feeling not good enough about yourself. Some type of self-esteem clearing that could be done on the self-empowerment section. Going to do that clearing. Maybe you're dealing with anxieties now, which could turn into traumas. A typical situation would be you finally got your first brand new car, and maybe the payments are $350 a month, and you're just squeaking by, making ends meet, and you like your new car, and now you're afraid of getting laid off and having your new car repossessed or something. So, you know, the whole thing is, you know, fear, anxiety, you know, the trauma could come in there. You could be projecting out into the future. You could be, in a sense, doing a reading on yourself and saying, you know, it feels like in 6 months I'm going to have my car repoed because I can't make payments on it. I'm laid off, and, you know, et cetera. So what you're doing is you're making and creating for yourself a timeline of failure. So you may want to look at your psychic billboard, too, clear that out. And if you do see that, what you're doing as you're reading yourself, thinking this is going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy, you're creating that, and you're getting onto that timeline. So, you know, there may be some other things, too, that you could be dealing with. But I'd say, you know, those basic things, everybody has fear and anger and, you know, trauma, you know, and maybe worthiness, could be a self-sabotage situation. But all these are whole lifetime clearings that you may want to do to, you know, save yourself, save your job, to get this energy off of you. If you can't afford any of those, you don't have them, then at least do the Band-Aid clearing, the self-empowerment clearing, and also do the, you know, the monthly psychic billboard one. Maybe do that for a couple of months. You know, it depends when you're going to be looked at. But at least get that clearing on the psychic billboard, because if they're reevaluating you right now and doing a report on you, and they're going to talk to you maybe you know, in a couple of weeks or so, if you get that promotion or maybe the opposite of being canned, at least get that psychic billboard up there so you can say, yeah, you know, I'm a good worker. I do this, that, and the other. I'm on time. Whatever you think there, because right now it could be saying that, you know, I'm really nervous about my job. I'm afraid I'm going to make mistakes. I can't get laid off. And they may just read into that as like, yeah, this person has no self-esteem, and might as well get rid of them. We'll get somebody else to take their place. So anyway, that's what I would suggest. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. I think that's probably going to be very helpful. Okay, someone wrote in about timeline crashes, another one. I am using the clearings to address a health area that is decades old. I have used several whole life clearings on it and am now focusing on timeline crashes. I'm planning on running all 6 timeline crashes continuously until I feel it's clear. My question is, can I go too far and start bringing the situation back to me if I timeline crash too much or too long?
Well, that's a really good question. What I would do is, since of the situation that you're dealing with, I'd probably do 500 of them just to pick a number, and then maybe stop for a day and reevaluate, see where you are with it. So let's just say that you have an issue, and maybe on your one of your arms, we'll just make it kind of simple here. You have this round rash the size of a dime, okay? And you've had it, and it looks awful to you. Maybe everybody is used to looking at it, but to you, you don't want it, and you're trying to fix that situation. Or maybe you have an ankle that's hurt or something, and it flares up every once in a while, and you know that it's probably genetic, and it's timeline, and you want to get it off of you. Well, maybe there's seven generational clearing for that could help. Another thing is you might want to just try this here. Get a pendulum and, go to that area that you're concerned with. Maybe you got bit by a dog there. A rock fell on your foot or something. I'm just throwing out ideas here. Maybe, you know, a horse stepped on you or a cow, maybe, you know, in your genetics. And you have that in you. And you're trying your best to get rid of it, but you haven't found out what it is yet. So maybe if it was like a cow stepping on your ankle and it maybe broke it or hurt it, damaged it, you know, in a past life, then now you're looking at something else and you're trying to fix it in this lifetime, but it happened maybe 300 years ago. So I'd say, you know, get on a little pendulum and see how that works for you. And, you know, typically, you know, it could be 49% one way and 51% the other, but, you know, making it simple so you don't put all your faith into the thing saying yes or no. But you can get some zero down, and it is useful. So you may want to try that. And anything will work if you don't have one. You can even get, I used to use it, you know, for people when I got stuck with something, trying to work with people to show them that something actually works with a pendulum. I would, like, find something, a screw or a nut, put some thread on it, and there we go. It's a fancy pendulum. Doesn't have to look like, you know, a $300, you know, necklace and stuff on it, because they're all going to work, and then just make your parameters, what's a yes, what's a no, and just see if it happens to be from the past. And you want to clear that past out. And so that could even be a clearing where we have the clone bodies on cloned Earths on parallel lifetimes. It could be even there. So you may want to look at that if you have a condition that it maybe didn't happen in this lifetime. And so clearing everything out is still going to be there stored inside of you and manifesting. So that's what I suggest, is go a little bit deeper with it. So it looks like our time is about ready to end up here. Do you have anything to add?
Well, Ron, I only would answer that what I do when I'm working on a big project with the timeline crashes is I just, like you said, 500, so that would be 2,500 minutes approximately, or say 3,000. I do that often. And I put it on and let it run the whole time, and I stop it, but I make a record of exactly what I've cleared, and I clear a dream, and then I have a list of my dreams, so I would probably the second time put the same issue, but I'll add a different dream, and just give myself a week to kind of walk around and let my body integrate the changes, especially if it's something physical, which I think is that what that person meant. And then see how I feel, and then do it again. And
yep,
the other thing
good.
I would add to your using a pendulum, because I used to do it, and I don't so much anymore either, but if you know what it feels like to be on the CLS Now timeline of light and heart-centered, it's pretty safe to use that pendulum, wouldn't you say? Like, you're probably getting information from the mind of your body and your spirit.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah, uh-huh. Just another little tool to use just to head you in a different direction, we'll say, what you might be missing. So let's do the mind to heart drop, everybody. So here we go, mind to heart drop. You need to command your spirit out loud. So you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And here we go. We're going to count from 10 to 1 backwards. 10, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes, and thank you, listeners. So we'll see you later. We have our 7-hour call tomorrow starting at 10 o'clock Pacific. So bye, everybody. Blessings.